what to do. Look in the mirror.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford, 10:15 in the morning. My name's Mike. How you doing? I'll be here till 11. When Something About the Women comes in, it'll be Jane today. So stick around for that for sure. She's always just got a great show. All right, I want to remind you in 2 weeks, that is on June 1st, it is the radio event of the year coming here to WMFO. Saturday, June 1st, starting at 9 a.m., finishes around 3 p.m. We have 10 live bands. One after the other, one studio to the other, right here in A, one over in D, and we just keep going for 6 hours, and it starts right on time at 9 a.m. So listen to this. This is the roster. Starting us off is going to be Ronnie DeShane's, then Jennifer Teft and the Strange, Gene Dante, Happy Little Clouds, who actually have a song in this next set, Sal Baglio, The Teardowns, Andrea Gillis will be here. Lovina Falls will be here. Peter Montgomery will be here. And the brand new iteration of the Rick Barton Band, First Gig Anywhere, will be right here at WMFO's Live Day. So set your alarms, 9 a.m. on Saturday, June 1st for Live Day 2024. All right, in that last set, we made some noise, and it was fun. Started off with Sharp Class's new one, brand new single called Ordinary People. The Mark Bell Experience was next with a rocker called No, it wasn't called that at all. It was called Can't We All Be Bad, Mark Bell Experience. Painted Shield. Painted Shields was a killer. That is Pearl Jam co-founder Stone Gossard. It's the second release from that band. Absolutely fantastic. Boy's Life. Yeah, that's not a new song, but it is new noise because it's from a brand new box set called Boxes. And that was Strike 3 from Boy's Life. And finished up with Boston's own Hammered Saint. Love that band. That's called City People. All right, got some new noise from a collaboration between Jest and the Sunsets. This is new noise, and it's called Pink. Right here at WMFO.
the champagne eye.
Twice in real life, and she Listening to WMFO in Medford.
Woo-hoo!
WMFO in Medford. Yeah, I know. I know. Crazy good stuff from local band Happy Little Clouds. Their latest release, brand new single called I Don't Suppose. That's a trio, everybody. They're just awesome. Again, Happy Little Clouds and I Don't Suppose. Just before that, Jack Manley put out a brand new single, which is a real accomplishment. I'll tell you why. He's another artist whose use of drugs almost ended his life. So this release is a real triumph for him. That's Jack Manley and Unmeasurable Terms. Great stuff from him. Speed Fossil was the third song on the set from their latest called Room with a View, Volume 1. That was IRL, In Real Life. Neil Young and Crazy Horse have a new release. Their album is unmentionable on the radio. It's Effin' Up is the name of it. It's Farmer John. God, it's good to hear from them. And started off with something that I just thought was great. My notes said that's funky as hell, and it was. A collaboration between Jest and the Sunsets, brand new single from them called Pink. All right, I've got brand new noise from one of our favorites here in Boston. Smitty and the Fez Tones has a killer of a single. It's just killing it all over the place, all the charts. It's just excellent. If you haven't heard this, I can't believe it. This is called Bye Bye Sunday Afternoon. It's new noise from Smitty and the Fez Tones. WMFO.
Shovel grave. gotta take it slow if you're gonna make it out of here. Take it slow, you gotta take it slow if you're gonna make it out of here.
Said you were leaving, but you couldn't tell me why. Couldn't say you love me, 'cause you didn't.
WMFO Medford, 10:52 in the morning. I'm Mike. I knew it was going to do that. It always surprises me. That was Brand New Noise from our friend Liz Borden, Some People's Kids. Just before that, Lex Bauman with some real nice power pop called The Last Song. Before that was King Hannah. King Hannah are a duo. They're from Liverpool, an indie rock duo. And that was Davey Says. And started off that short set with Smitty and the Fez Tones hit song, Bye Bye, Sunday Afternoon. All right, I got one more to play for you, and this one's very important. It's by a local band called Glowbox, and their bass player was named Sean Sullivan, and we lost him. Cancer is a bitch. And a little later this afternoon, a couple of us that know the band and knew Sean are going to go pay respects to a wonderful human being. And I want to end with a song that Sean wrote for Glowbox. This is in remembrance of him. We miss you. This is Glowbox and Go Like Hell. We'll be back to talk to our next DJ who's standing right here, Jane, for Something About the Women right after this.
If you go like hell, chasing down your sin, looking quite the sight in your black jeans. If you go like hell, chasing down your dream, signs fly by a blur of blue and green. If you go if you go
again.
WMFO Medford, 10:57 in the morning, ending with a beautiful song from our friends in Glowbox in remembrance of Sean Sullivan.
Hey, Mike, I'm really sorry to hear about Sean's loss.
It's pretty lousy, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
He, like I said, he was like 42 years old or so, you know, the big C.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we hate it.
All of a sudden, he's gone. He's just gone.
Yeah, that's awful. It's awful. It's awful. It's nice that there is a way to remember him and be able to listen to his band. That's a great thing.
I'll just say one more thing about him. You know, I mentioned he was the newest member of the band, and last time I saw him play with them was at the Square Root in Roslindale, and I got to talking with him a little bit, and he was just happy, and I just said, you must be psyched to be playing in this band. It's got such great music. He goes, oh, I can't believe it. I found them. I can't believe I auditioned and I got in. Wow. I love this.
Yeah.
So he was so freaking happy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wrote that song for them. That's his legacy for the band.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And and now it's there for all of us.
Yeah.
So we can listen to it and you know, raise a glass, as they say.
We'll see them this afternoon.
Pour
and we'll
one
do
out,
that.
As they say.
Yep.
You know, music helps you do a lot of things, and remembering is one of those things, right?
All right. So you're here for something about the women. Yay. What are you doing today? When you're here at noon, it's something special. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do a feature called the Six Pack at Noon. And so, Mike, I just got back from this pretty amazing thing that I just got to do. I just finished walking 172 miles across Portugal and Spain on something called the Camino de Santiago. And I just got back on Wednesday, and my head is still kind of full of that whole experience. And so my six pack today is kind of inspired by that experience. So, you know, songs about like the journey and about, you know, what it's like when you make connections with people that you've never met before. And, you know, it just, you know, we'll have some international voices in this six pack. And I hope it'll be enjoyable. For me, it's been kind of fun to be reflecting on that experience, and putting together the six pack was one of those things.
Isn't that something? I mean, either I talk to you about having completed some kind of bike marathon or something. I mean, I will tell you, when I was in Florida, I was proud of myself because you know how low those beach chairs are?
Yes.
I was able to get up.
So that is funny that you mentioned that, Mike, because there were several times where one of the people that I met on this walk would sit down on the ground.
Yeah.
And she would look at me like, you know, you could sit down after like a day of walking 20 miles. And I was like, no. Because I